With regard to Yom Kippur, so first of all, a person has to realize that Yom Kippur is Lehayu Yom Tovim Yisrael, Chachamisha Saba'a V'Kiyom Yom Kippur. Chazal say, the Mishnah and Tainus, it's the happiest day of the year. Shlomo Zalman would say, the happiest moment of the entire year is when he says, Shechiyonu V'Kiyomonu V'Kiyonu L'Zman Hazeh on Lehayu Yom Kippur. Oh, Smichus, Shechiyonu. That's the happiest moment. A person would be makir that this is his netzach nitzachim is changing with this day. The fact that he's able to, a person maybe doesn't appreciate it. A person has to think about it, really believe. What this Baruch Hu is wiping it clean. A person is going to be yitzumah shayim mechafer together with tshuva, and the tshuva is miskabel kal yoshel miskabel. I saw the Ramchal writes today in Derech Hashem. The Mabit says even if it's not a tshuva gemura during a sayis mei tshuva, there's a tremendous yata d'shmaya. A person is on a different level. The satan doesn't have a koyach to be mekatering on the day. A person is really on a different level, and he come to charata, and even a charata is not an intense charata, he feels bad that he did avirus. And everybody feels bad that he did it. Would he not done it again? He feels bad that he did it. And the vidui and the kabbalah, and a person is sometimes after he lands, after Yom Kippur, he's maybe on a less level, he can't even believe, but a person gets to that level in Yom Kippur, he's able to really tap into the yichurlis, the duchuva, and it has the ability to totally cleanse him, and it changes himself for netzach nitzachim. Mamish. It's menake, his avinus, and his whole asid in this world, and his whole asid in the netzach nitzachim is changed by Yom Kippur. It's a tremendous, to think about it, a person thinks about during the day, it certainly makes the tainus easier, that every single second that you're fasting is a mitzvah daraisa. Every single second, where do you have it for 24 hours straight, that every single second is mitzvah? Every single second that you're doing is a mitzvah. You should bear that in mind by sukkah, every second that you're in the sukkah l'chara. But by Yom Kippur, every second, it's a tremendous mefrat if it's bitzar, mechulu. And mefrat if you're getting so much from this thing, from this, from being, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban brings down a medrash that says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the situation that it should be easy to be do tshuva. He took away all eating, all drinking, all everything else. You're focused, you have nothing to do. You're not opening the fridge because of boredom. You're focused on. He set up the tefillos. He gives you everything that you need to do tshuva. It's really a tremendous day. Not only that, Rabbeinu Yonah says this kedai. You should read it to whoever it is, your family, tomorrow. Beis Hashem, the shaila ready tonight. Whether or not there's a mitzvah possibly daraisa of eating on the ninth day of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur. Why is there a mitzvah? The Rabbeinu Yonah and Sharavi brings down three different reasons. And the first reason that he says. He says that you're showing, a person is showing that he's interested in having this kapara. But he says, Vashenis ki b'shar yam m'tayvim anachnu kreim sudo simcha za mitzvah. Ki yigdal v'yizgem ori tzchar simcha la mitzvah. V'nemar, it's a yontif. We should be making a suda for the yontif. But vazomantin, we can't make a suda on Yom Kippur. We're making the suda's yontif of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. That's why there's a mitzvah, possibly the raisa, pashta the raisa, to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. To realize that, your mamish, this is simchas yontif. This is the day, simchas yontif, that your mamish being, I gotta can't eat on Yom Kippur, but this is simchas yontif. Also, Shlishis from my nechzak laharbet tzilus v'sachanun miyem kippurim las shesaitis benafshenu al tshuva v'yikareon. To give you koyach, eat beforehand, you should have koyach. Not koyach just to fast, like he says. That's also to fast and to daven. Los shesaitis benafshenu. To think about it. It takes a little bit of time in Kippur to think about what could I do. Los shesaitis means that sometimes you have to think, what am I going to do differently? And that's really what I wanted to speak about. The Mishnah Berurah writes, I apologize, there's no Mishnah Berurah here. And Mishnah Berurah writes in the Sharetzin, why do we lay in Yoyno on Yom Kippur by Mincha? Says Mishnah Berurah. A lot of times, to teach you that you can't run away from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shemadu b'min, atshuva v'ayishin yichin levreich v'nei Hashem Yizbarach. Says the Shari Tzion. You would never think that this is in the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah. V'kavanotem. What is the kavano of reading Rebbeinu Yonah? Ki Maftu Yonah. Ki ha'odem choyshev kama pom liyayish esatzmai shenu yochol esakin b'shum oifin. A person sometimes gives up. He gives up that he can't be misakin himself. He's miyayish. Alkin is saying, "Tamid by for nechod." I'm doing my thing. Listen here. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is how Kadosh Baruch Hu made me. I can't do it. I tried. I tried last year. I tried 2 years ago. I tried 5 years ago. 10 years ago. Every year, I decided this is the year. As they say, "Mireishes Hashana Arach Hashana." It says beginning. It says "Mireishes Hashana" with a hey, Arach Hashana without a hey. Why? Rishis, because at the beginning of the year you say this is going to be Hashana, the year with the capital T. It's going to be the year that I'm going to change myself. And at the year, end of the year, you see it's Shana. It was just a year, not a year. But every year, this is going to be the year. And Abamis, we feel it in Yom Kippur. But, and then afterwards, we're back there. And I look at the Kabbalahs from last year, and it's the same Kabbalahs. I want to make it this year. What's going on? A person, Mi'ai Shatzmai. God, this Baruch was great that I should die. I'll die, he says. Aval Torisu, says the Mishnah, says the Sharatin, it's a Toris. She'sayiv davar yeh, she'kol mash kodesh Baruch Hu reitzim inam shayi she'isakin, and then mukhach hu lezakin. Anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Masakin, he must be Masakin. V'yovi oid pam, upamayim leilam azeh. He's going to come down another time, and another time. U'bal korchach yuchu lesakin. You got to do it at some point. V'im king, lama leikola ama lamas, v'liz bochi b'takever, v'shar tzoris, v'lach zoid apam. Why do the whole thing? Save yourself all the trouble, chibra kever, and arinshim, and... V'raya mi'yirino. Shakadosh Baruch Hu rata mi'yisoi, mi'yitoi she'yelech v'yinaveh. V'u mi'in bazeh. Venos liyam mokum shlo yishra lo vayir shchino lisnavis ki yaduwa vireinu shenit bavayom venivla badag vayisham bameyiv kamayom lefianir vavada lo yuchol iskayim divi Hashem Yisbarach. Would have thought that he was swallowed up by a fish, that's it, he ran away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mekayim anymore. And we call mokum reinu shesayv davar hoya shirotan Hashem Yisbarach niskayim vayilich vayinabe keinu ha'odam v'inyonav v'zehu shomer ba'ovis ha'yivtecha yitzrecha shashol v'izmanatlecha shakorcha atanoitzim. Don't think that, okay, this is who I am, and whatever happens, that happens. Like Mitzil Shem says, if I won't be in the front rows in Olam Haba, I'll be in the back rows in Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yishnu Chelak Olam Haba. No, no. What's the, Vifal I can, this is all I can do. That's not the Eitzah. That's not the Eitzah. We're here for 70 years, that means that there's no microwave that you just stick it inside, press 15 minutes, and you come out of Adam HaMoshlam. 7 years means that it takes time. It takes time. What's the Eitzah? Lamaisa, practically, what's the Eitzah? So Chazal tell us that Kibu Ka Hashem Tzur Elim, this world was created with a hay. Hasadav is created with a yud. Why is this world created with a hay? It's open at the bottom. Just in case for Hashem want to leave the world, they leave the world. So Gemara says to them, why isn't it a ches? Why is it open on the side? So Gemara says, because everybody wants to be chayz b'tshuva, they have to go through the side. So Gemara says, why not through the bottom? Lo yistayim also. You can't go through the bottom. You have to go through the other side. What does that mean? So the Baal Musar, that it means that you can't just force your way through, force your way back. If a person's having an issue, he's not being mechavan, that's just a standard issue. Not being mechavan during Shmoneh Esrei. He just cruise control, he wakes up, by Eisa Shalom Emorim, that's it, he's going to work on it. How he's going to work on it? He's going to force himself to be mechavan, that's the standard. Clench the fist, wrinkle the brow, and that's it, you're going to be mechavan. Of course it's not going to work. It'll work once, and it'll work twice, and work three times. And after that, it's going to backfire. It's not just going to backfire, it's going to explode. What happens is, like Dessler says, it's like a spring. You press down a little bit, you let go, nothing happens. Press down too much, you let go, it springs back in your face. And you end up worse off than you were. Why? Because I just tried, I did it, I was even able to do it for a day or two, and then I'm not able to do it. The answer is that you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You're trying to go back inside through the bottom. Your issue is you're not being mechaven, I'm trying to be, yes, being mechaven. That's not the way to do it. You have to go around from the side. Work it out a different way. How am I going to do that? You ever sit to sit down for 5 minutes a week, maybe even a month, and just open up a siddur and see what the Prophet is telling you? Atu chayni l'adam das. You're chayni das. What does that mean, chayni das? What do I need das for? What do I need das for? I have the slightest idea what I'm supposed to do with my kids. I can't understand this half the time. I can't keep up with the chabura. I don't know what's going on. I don't remember much of it. You ever think about these things? Think about these things. Think about it for a few minutes. What does it mean to you? What does the bracha mean to you? Then you could open up some of the Rishayim, or open up a Arsa Tzvila from the place, from the Mechavri Zmanenu, open up a Sefer that talks about it, gives you a little Aris, Oitra Tzvila, something, spend 15 minutes a week, 15 minutes a month, something on making it live, making it real, making it somehow that you connect to it. Then when you open it up, it's not just into cruise control, I just remember my mom. No, now the bracha means something to me. Now the bracha is connecting to me. That's a new way of doing it. That's a new way of coming around. Now, I think maybe another Eitzel is that, and that is a possibility. I think a different way maybe is also a way to remember is what Mesil Sharm says in his Akdama. Mesil Sharm writes in the Akdama of a Sefer. He says, there's no real Kedushim in my Sefer. They say that's the biggest Kedush of Mesil Sharm. But he says there's no Kedushim in the Sefer. But he says, I wrote this sefer to tell you what you already know. Everything that wrote in the Sefer, everybody knows already. Rabbi, what are you telling me? I know this already. However, everybody knows about it to the extent that they don't even have to think about it anymore. And once you don't think about it anymore, then it's off your charts. That's why he says there's no telos really so much from reading it just once. Could be you're not going to get too many chidushim out of the whole Sefer. Where does the chiddush come from? Learning it again. Whether you connect to Mitzvah Sharm or you don't, the Yisrael is a very true Yisrael. Milsa de Leiram Yaleh de Inish, Lava Daiti. Something which is not on a person's mind is Lava Daiti. If it's Ram Yaleh de Inish, if he's thinking about it, it's Adaiti. I will give a very easy example of, I think, how most of the Olam felt that when we learned this, when we were learning the halachas of Shema, they actually were davening Maariv. We added more time to Shema during Maariv after we learned the halachas of Shema, because it took the Olam longer to say Shema. Most of the Olam took longer to say Shema because they were being midakti b'yitzias. Now we're 6 months later or afterwards, and Shema go back to how it was before. What's the pshat? We did something different. We were working on Shema. No. We weren't working on Shema. We were learning the halachas of Shema. And Ish Midaktik, and we saw the Indian, and we saw it. And everybody was doing it. Everybody's Midaktik. And Mamela, automatically, when it's on your mind, it's something which is people, when they go to hear Shirim on Shalom Bayis, even if they don't take the actual Eitzes, the very fact that it's on their mind, it's already something which helps them. It's already something which is... Mamela, how do we get it that it should be on your mind? So I'd say, actually, one thing. I once said that a person makes a Kabbalah. First of all, people shouldn't get confused between the two types of Kabbalahs that there are. There's a Kabbalah that a person did Avera, Kabbalah is never going to do the Avera again. That's the one of the Halakam of Tshuva. Then there's the Kabbalah that the Balaam must say, by Ne'ilah, a person should be Makabal on himself, something for his Avedas Hashem, at least something that he's going to do, ironclad, that he's going to be Makabal on himself. Something very small that he for sure could do, and he doesn't feel resistance, but it's something that he knows that he could do, and he's going to be mekabel himself to do that. He knows that he doesn't always remember whether or not he says Kriyas Berachas HaTorah. He's mekabel to say Berachas HaTorah when it's not Bein Hazmanim, and it's not in time, it's in a rush, to say Berachas HaTorah from a sitter. Sitter. Now, I said that a person should make another Kabbalah. The other Kabbalah is that when you mess up once on that Kabbalah, don't throw the Kabbalah in the garbage can. There's nothing that Shevi Yibol Tzadim come. That's how it works. It's not that we're finished. It happens to be that Bein Hazmanim comes right after. But you're so it's a little bit catch 22. But your Kabbalah will be not for Bein Hazmanim. My Kabbalah is that when it's a regular day of Hazman and I'm not in a rush and I have a sinner, then I'm going to say Kabbalah. I'm going to say Berachas HaTorah from a sinner. Whatever the Kabbalah is that you're that way, I'm not going to have speakers. I'm not going to have a Brachah L'Atolah. I'm not going to have that's a Chashav Azach. I would say to make a third Kabbalah. It's already getting scary. The third Kabbalah is to read your Kabbalah once a month. To remember it. Because sometimes a person just forgets his Kabbalah and it comes to Shvat, he doesn't remember his Kabbalah, he doesn't do his Kabbalah. But if you remember it, if you read it, then you remember it. Now really what a person should do is, now is the time, Aseres Meitshuva, and we have really just over a day left to Yom Kippur, plus Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a good time to do it, you just can't write down. A person should sit with himself. This is the time to do it. This is the time of the year to do it. To sit with yourself. I know people don't like to sit with themselves. For 15 minutes, and think back to the past year. What happened this past year? Am I happy with my learning? Am I happy with my davening? Am I happy with my run in the chavirin? Is there some things, what could I do l'maisa? My lashon hara? So you could write, you say, I'm mekabel to learn two halachas a day. I think learning more shmiras halashon, that it's on your mind, as opposed to two halachas, because you don't always know how to apply them, and mistam, everybody knows already, and I don't know what api klasa, and you don't always know, to learn something which is makes it on your mind. But the think about what's the possibility. I know when I speak to this and this person that I have an issue with Lashon Hara. So my Kabbalah, I'm going to try, bli neder, that when I'm not going to initiate the conversation. If he's going to talk to me, I'll talk to him without a problem. But I'm not going to initiate the conversation. Or I'll only talk to him when somebody else is there, or v'chulu, whatever it is. Find a different way. A different, little bit of a different way than but to sit with yourself and to read that. Read, write down with yourself, listen, these are the things I want to work on. These are the possible ways of, I'm not being macabre on myself, and these are the possible ways that I could work on it. My limud haTorah, the possible way that I could work on it is by my chazara like this. My tefillah, by taka working 15 minutes a week or 15 minutes a month. Whatever it is, think about, and because that's safer, take a safer that you're going to say to learn how is the tefillah and make it as man. Don't make it theoretically. No, I think on Erev Shabbos Mevarchim, I should take out half an hour to learn from the Sefer Aras HaTvila, on part of Tvila that, whatever it is. Make it something. And then, once you have that piece of paper, of the list of things that you want to work on, read it. If you can read it, Rabbeinu Gadol writes this Lahedi. He says, Lahedi, a person should read this. He says you should read it every day. I'm not going to ask you to read it every day. Even every week is fair. But a person should have a time that he reads it. That means put it somewhere in your Gemara. Put it somewhere in your Shulchan Aruch. Put it somewhere that you're going to see it. Obviously, you don't want to put it on the fridge, but who else is going to see it? Put it in a place where you're for sure going to see it through the course of the year. You're for sure going to see it, not to stick it off somewhere. I would think, even if I would have to give an Eitzel, I would think that a person should have should really start with a kvutza of people that want to work on Inyanei Avodas Hashem. To find a kvutza of two people, three people, it can even be another person, it can be a lechol chaver, two people or three people to get together once a week, once a month. Something. That way, there's a kvius, it's a milta d'rami l'dinish. That's what you want to do. You want to make it a milta d'rami l'dinish, then it happens memela, like we said. It's not a difficult thing. It's not a hard thing. It's not so overwhelming. Automatically, my Yishma was different when it's a milta d'rami l'dinish, without even doing anything. You're not going up against the Yitzhara. It's much easier. That's something that I think is a very possible. It happens to be when Naftali Kaplan put out a sefer, I think, this week. Now Tishrei, on how to put together a kvutzo and very, 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 very many practical etzus in all different areas of Eitzus Hashem. Practical etzus of what to do, or to be makabel on yourself, to be mas'ale in that. Get together two or three people and be kaveya for 15 minutes a week, 10 minutes a week. Add his man kavua. The nukuda is to make it a milsa d'ram l'inish. Once it's a milsa d'ram l'inish, then it's already no reason to be miyayish atzmacha. Yeah, it takes time, but it's a milsa d'ram l'inish, it makes it so much easier. Just if you're trying to force your way back, that's not the way. Try a different way. The different way is going to be, I'm going to have somebody else with me. I'm going to have somebody else that we're going to be working on this together. Find that one person even. You can't find the whole food. So find one person that you can work on. It could be your chavrusa, it could be your wife, it could be whoever it is that you feel. That should be the person. It should be a zechus for Yom Kippur. It should be the way that we should be continuously b'nei aliyah. And we should be zeicha, tegmar, chasim ha-teiva, with all the brachas, brachnis, b'gashmis.